Welcome along, all readers of Catholic Insight. This is your friendly neighborhood editor. We've been trying to continue the work in some small way of Father Alphonse Devoc, who founded the magazine all those years ago in 1993. And the print magazine ceased publication, as so many other magazines did in their paper form a few years ago. And so we thought we'd continue on in online format as best we might. And the purpose of the magazine is really what Father Devoc always wanted, at least in the broad sense of seeking truth. As today's gospel reminds us, from Christ, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. So Catholic Insight, its mission is to seek that truth together in cooperation, and that's an ongoing project. There's no one way or one method to seek the truth. There are many ways, many avenues by which, but one of the, obviously there are better or worse ways, and the best way is through our Catholic faith, which gives certainty to all other of our endeavors. And I just thought in this time of crisis, in isolation, it might be beneficial to offer a more personal touch to the magazine, to provide a voice and voice for others. Not sure this will work or not, but we'll give it a shot. Now, all truth really goes back to a dialogue, that is, speaking together, dia logos. And the primary one we speak with is God through his incarnation in Christ and his church. Now that dialogue is, as I said, a journey, a pilgrimage. We may all agree on the truth in a universal sense. We all agree, for example, in moral truth, to do good and avoid evil. But we would, as we get more particular, we would perhaps dispute more and more what doing good and avoiding evil might mean. We would hope that Catholics would agree in the main on what it means to do good and avoid evil. And that, St. Thomas says, is part of what is that search or journey for what the truth is, especially moral truth and doctrinal truth that shape our lives and help us reach the ultimate goal, that is eternal life in heaven with God, Holy Trinity, Our Lady, and all the saints. But it isn't just about truths of our faith. As the poet, Roman poet, put it, nothing human is alien to me, and that is also should be the motto of all Catholics, that human, what is truly human, is taken up by the Church, purified and elevated. All of culture, music, art, literature, poetry, and all that makes us full and complete human beings in the image of God with Christ and all his saints. Now, part of the search for truth is following what we go back to St. Thomas Aquinas and the what was the method seeking the truth in the Middle Ages, the disputatio. And the disputatio was a formal kind of dialogue manifested in a formal way in the Summa Theologica of St. Thomas, whereby there, if you ever read the Summa, and I've alluded to it in a number of my articles, there is in each article, and the article is framed as a question, there is a question put forward, and there are objections to the question, and then a respondeo, and then replies to the objections. And so we see this verbal give and take that is requisite, even if we disagree on certain particulars. And so I hope you would, in your reading of the magazine and what we publish, either through written form or maybe if we go on with this in a form like a podcast, that as we get more particular in how we respond to things like the COVID crisis, our view of liturgy, on the sacraments, on sort of moral responses to this crisis, by giving and taking in this dialogue, we reach the truth ever more clearly and fully. It was recommended to me, if I continue with these podcasts and others who also want to contribute to them on the magazine by their feedback or by offering things for publication, that I leave them unedited and just keep going. so it won't be, I mean, you might say the same thing of some of my articles, but I'll try to just to make this a living voice by which we can converse and continue that conversation. So let us pray for each other. I'll end there for now, this 5-minute little introductory podcast. And let us say a prayer for all the those suffering from this crisis, physically, but also spiritually, those most alone in their isolation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. And Saint Corona, pray for us. God bless you all, and we will be in touch soon. Bye for now.